rebel forces have joined together to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world of conversation on the radio. A lot of things going on in the news, and that's why we are focusing on them first here in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? It's Friday the 20th of September, and I know you're going to be shocked to hear that the Navy Yard shooting and the connected gun control debate are the big items of the week, and they continue to occupy lots of people's time and attention. And I suppose to a certain extent, that which is not redundant, Kenny, becomes good fodder for conversation. The problem is they're hearing, as with other things this week, a lot of the same old yada yada. When I look at the list of items that seems to be most popular this week, what do we have? Well, we have another discussion of climate change. We got another discussion of the price we're paying for gasoline. Another discussion about how the U.S. and the Russians don't get along. Gun control as it relates to the Navy Yard shooting. All right, so because it's there and because we're here at your service and on your side, we're ready to go at 888-302-3684. You can be ready to go as well, as the most recent information indicates that the shooting at the Navy Yard has brought us around to thinking about mental health issues and mental health care in our country. That, after gun control, becomes the next focus. And that's sort of redundant and a retread as well, Kenny. Hasn't this been, in terms of whether it's comments on Twitter? We have Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. This is not new. Every one of these shootings in the last couple of years have had an ancillary discussion about mental health and how it is that we... I mean, it's the same stuff over and over and over again, isn't it?
It kind of is, but I think this time there's a bigger focus on the mental health component of this, because the regular, the standard gun control arguments don't seem to really apply. He legally bought a shotgun over the weekend, and then any other weapons that he got were from guards that he killed in his rampage.
Yeah.
So any change to gun control laws really wouldn't have made an impact on this, but something done about mental health care might have.
All right, so there's a good way to sort of turn it around and have a more thorough national discussion of this. It sort of starts with Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, who is going to reintroduce a mental health measure that actually had some pretty broad support from both parties when another one of these incidents took place, and it went into the hopper earlier this year. It was added to a gun control bill that failed, so that's why it didn't get through. So maybe if it gets out, stands up on its own merits, it'll follow the latest polls, which indicate the public, you, are in favor of increasing mental health treatment as a way to address gun violence. We had a dismantling of mental health care during the era of, and I'm trying to remember whether it was George Bush or was it Reagan, that took all of this stuff apart because there didn't seem to be respect for mental health issues. For whatever the reason, it was stupid, because we have a lot of people with a lot of mental health problems caused, frankly, in many ways, not all of them, but by drugs and alcohol and that sort of thing. Anyway, it's a complicated issue, but it's time, I think, we ought to do something about it. You can tell us what you think. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or again, working all this together through the various ways that we connect. And during this hour of the program, we're apt to have a number of examples of the debates and discussions from a number of talk radio programs that we monitor to help to put together our weekly talk radio countdown show, which airs on many of these same stations for 3 hours, giving an overview of the top 10 hits in the world of news talk radio. So let's get started. Sort of a focus on a lot of the unanswered questions about the shooting and the basic bottom line concern about safety and why people that are at these bases aren't allowed to carry guns, people that work there. Here's host Gene Valencetti with Dr. James Greer. They talk about some of these concerns that we're overviewing here since the shooting.
You know, Doctor, most of us, we come across people muttering to themselves, hearing voices. I don't do anything about it. They walk their way, I walk my way. Are we supposed to do more?
Well, I think it's important that we're sensitive to the needs of people who do suffer from mental illness. And it's also important to keep in mind the vast majority of these folks are not dangerous people. They are not violent people. They're people who are experiencing a medical problem that very deeply affects them. It is also important, however, to understand that when people are unable to control their own impulses, when they do become delusional, that we recognize that and get them the help that they require.
But there's a fine line, I guess, between being delusional and someone who's, well, it could be the same. I mean, you sort it out for me. Now, let's begin with the Newport police. They got a call from Aaron Alexis when he was at the Marriott, and he's complaining about hearing voices. People are sending him vibrations through the walls. Just from your perspective as a psychiatrist, the police should do what with that?
In a situation where a person is expressing ideas that are clearly not reality-based, it is important to get them evaluated by a professional so that someone can determine whether that person does need help and whether or not they do present a danger to themselves or to anyone else.
Now, they said they told the Navy base that, hey, your subcontractor here is hearing voices, and apparently the Navy took no action after that. They didn't deem him a threat. Do you see something more that could have been done there?
Well, it's unclear to me exactly what, if any, response took place. Certainly, when a person is expressing ideas that are so far out of touch with reality, and they have a position where they may have access to dangerous materials or weapons, caution, of course, is advised.
When you hear, when you treat people who say they hear voices, it's a little more than that. What exactly are they saying? They're getting direction. They're being urged to do something. Is it actually a voice speaking to them? Tell me.
Many people who are experiencing these types of illnesses may report that they experience hallucinations. They may hear a voice talking to them. It may tell them to do things or not. There is no one certain presentation which always occur. But certainly it's not unusual for people in these situations to say they are hearing voices which are directing them to a variety of activities, some of which may be very dangerous to themselves or even to others.
You know, one of the things that bugs me, Kenny, about these discussions, I talk to myself all the time, and I hear voices as well. That doesn't mean that I'm crazy. As a matter of fact, it means, in some respects, my discussions with myself help to clarify a lot of things. And in terms of mental health, it's many of the things that I've read would suggest that it's very healthy to not keep things in, to talk about them, and you can sometimes think about them, or you sometimes talk out loud, that sort of thing. So, frankly, I kind of resent the simplistic attitude that's coming from some people when it comes to those who supposedly talk to themselves or hear voices, because many people do. There are connections to all kinds of things in the world that we don't really understand from perhaps other worlds. Who knows? But this is a very dangerous and simplistic approach to a complicated, very complicated issue. So those people who think, oh, those people who talk to themselves are crazy. No, 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 not true. That, for every case, anyway, there may be some people who need to be evaluated because they talk to themselves. Think about it yourself. How many of you talk to yourself? How many of you think you are crazy? 888-302-3684 is quite a good stress reliever, too, as a matter of fact. All right, we pursue all of these things with different pieces of the pie, that is, different types of focus. So let's keep working it. And look for some input from you at 888-302-3684, 16 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Friday.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... and it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com. If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
888-302-3684. We're discussing the shooting that took place on Monday and the various discussions taking place around that, mental health issues, gun control issues in Jacksonville, Illinois. Craig is listening to the Good Day program. Where's Jacksonville, Craig? I know Illinois pretty well. I don't know where Jacksonville is.
Well, good morning, Doug. It's about a half hour to the west from the capital, Springfield.
Oh, okay.
I was calling in this morning, kind of way in there. As shocking as it is to hear the news about the shooting there at the Naval Yard, and a lot of the talk all week has been centered around the gentleman's mental health. Some more shocking news to follow up with that is the way some of these states are handling their mentally challenged people. My mother was employed at the Jacksonville Adult Mental Center, which for the main time here in the state of Illinois was one of the main centers that the state ran and controlled for mentally challenged people. And Pat Quinn didn't see that it was fit in the budget very well, our wonderful governor, and fired my mother and many, many other employees, as well as turned the people in this mental institute, turned them out to small group homes in rural cities around Jacksonville, and even turned some of them out on the street. So you hear a lot of the agenda coming from Washington and out in America about worrying about the mental stability of people and what can be done. Well, the lawmakers themselves are closing the doors on the right. On the very same places.
It's another item. It's another, Craig, another example of a lot of lip service and BS coming from these people and nothing really in the way of concrete action. Thanks for the call.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Chuckle when they hear me chuckling or sort of in an audio sense turning up my nose. These contestants on these television shows, in this case, the X Factor, the talent shows, trying to find talent seems harder and harder. That was Andrew Schultz, who didn't impress the judges, really. I'm shocked to hear that, Ken. I thought that was terrific. And then people say to me, yeah, well, you make fun of these people. Let's hear you sing. Don't encourage me. Well, the judges. And meanwhile, we're back to the discussions at hand about the incident at the Navy Yard this week. Here is host Joe Galuski talking to military analyst Colonel Jeff Attiket. They discuss the security of what happens at the military bases.
How is it a gunman, and by the way, the second time in 4 years, how is a gunman able to kill so many people at a U.S. military installation? Obviously, something went wrong here, didn't it?
Well, it did. I mean, you've got, one, the security clearance issue, and second, you've got the issue of what you get on the installation. Why don't we have our officers and senior NCOs armed so they can help prevent these types of maniacs when they start killing people? During the Clinton administration, they took away the ability for officers or anybody to carry a gun on a military installation. And I was in the military at that time. I'm not going to tell you that I obeyed that law to the letter, because I was transporting my gun for firing purposes, so there's always exceptions. But basically, we're sitting ducks, and we saw that with the Hassan case. He just killed as many people as he wants to, and saw that with this case here with this lunatic.
Yeah, it does seem nuts to keep weapons away from soldiers on bases, and maybe the military's own gun rules help this shooter on Monday. It would be, obviously, I think you're right, but it would level the playing field. But doesn't this date back to, 1992 under George W. Bush, and was reissued under Obama just 2 years ago, right?
Well, yeah, Bush had some restrictions. The Clinton administration, though, put the death knell to carrying guns on military installations, and the Obama administration, and, it's been in place ever since. But, you make rules for the general principle, not for the exceptions. They were afraid that somebody might get shot with an accident, and that's going to happen. I mean, that's people die in car accidents. Get rid of cars. You have to look at this level-headedly. If you look at the latest CSR report, Congressional Research Service, they said in the last 30 years, there's been over 500,000 people murdered in this country. And of that number, only 500 have been killed by these types of lunatics and these types of incidents, which is less than 0.1% of the total fatality. So it makes great headlines, but it's not, you know, in the big picture, it's not the vast majority of people that are murdered or killed with the illegal use of firearms.
Background checks adequate enough for you, sir?
No, they're not. I mean, this guy, you know, he's had priors for shooting a pistol into a roof, a neighbor's roof, prior for shooting out some tires in a car. That should alone be enough to pull his security clearance. Doesn't have to be convicted of it. And because security clearances are not a right, it's a privilege. Certainly, there's a lot of information that fell through the cracks. This guy's security clearance should have been pulled a long time ago.
All right. So what do you say to the people of Chicago who this morning are waking up to a story about 13 of their fellow residents being shot at a park on the southwest side of Chicago last night around 10 o'clock. 3-year-old boy, one of those who was shot and is in critical condition. Witnesses tell the local newspapers there that dreadlocked men fired at them from a gray sedan. The situation in Chicago is out of control, and we talk about it from time to time. But how does that relate to this overall discussion we're having this week? I think there's some valid reasons to put them together and see what you think. 888-302-DOUG at 28 after. This is Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those minds is Dick Bowles. His book, What Color is Your Parachute?, has helped job hunters and career changers for 4 decades. He updates the book every year, and the new edition takes a fresh approach. Author Dick Bowles.
I had some surprises when I produced the upcoming 2014 edition. I wanted to be able to make the book more accessible to readers who were, as it were, hanging on the ropes in their daily life, particularly the long-term unemployed. So instead of producing this year's edition of Parachute as a chronological order dealing with the subject matter, I decided to take people's expectations and see if I could order the material in the book in the order in which their expectations would come. So the first expectation they would come with is, tell us how much has changed. So the first chapter, I say, here's what's changed. And I have 6 or 8 things listed in the very first chapter. Then their next expectation would be, all right, if that's true, what's the difference? What difference does it make with my resume? So that's the next chapter. And then the next expectation would be, I would deal early on with interviewing because that's where they get hung up. And so in previous editions, I sort of approached the subject matter of career change and job hunting in chronological, logical order. And this time I took the right brain approach to the subject matter.
Dick Bowles, author of the bestseller, What Color is Your Parachute? There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Good day program now at 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler working on some of the things that are going on. The shooting in Chicago adds to the discussion of the shooting at the Navy Yard, gun control, that sort of thing. I thought as an interesting side to this, Kenny, there's a family in Alabama that went public with the story of an encounter they had with Aaron Alexis, the fellow responsible for Monday. Rosalind Baugh, Wallace Boyd, and Glenda Boyd say they were at the Norfolk airport in August when an unsettling incident occurred. The women were talking and laughing among themselves in the terminal when Alexis approached them and accused them of laughing at him. The exchange escalated. Alexis began screaming profanities and motioning to his side as if he had a weapon. When the family members were unable to calm him down, they called security. Later, Alexis told police he believed the people he argued with at the airport were following him. According to a police report, Alexis thought that they sent three people to follow him and to keep him awake by talking to him, sending vibrations into his body. So, more on sort of the mindset of this fellow, at least from their point of view. Here's another angle on the discussion of the shooting with Gene Mueller on his program, talking to Nick Clark. By the way, Gene's co-host is Jody Becker here. Clark's the president of Wisconsin Carry. They discuss Starbucks asking their customers not to bring guns into the store.
This isn't a firm, hard, no guns allowed ban from Starbucks the way it sounds. It's just a suggestion that they don't want their customers packing heat. What does your group think about that?
Yeah, it's kind of, obviously, they phrase it as a request. It seems like they're trying to play the middle ground, and we understand that they're just in the business to sell coffee, but I think they missed the middle ground here, and they've requested that people not carry guns into their establishment, and I hope that people who own guns respect that decision and don't. I know, speaking on behalf of our members, you know, their choice is going to be to, there's lots of alternatives, and buy their coffee elsewhere where people do respect their right to carry.
Nick, was the mistake here that they just didn't spell out a black and white policy from the beginning?
I think so. I think the first problem was that, you know, Starbucks, they have asked people to debate this issue in the state houses, and when that failed epically for the anti-gun crowd, and we know it has in 50 states because now all 50 states allow concealed carry, When that failed, you know, we know the tactics of the anti-gun crowd is to first obviously try the courts, and in this case the courts couldn't help them. Then it's to obviously attack sponsors and attack corporations with boycotts and bad PR, and that's what they've done here. And it's unfortunate that, that the anti-gun crowd has pushed Starbucks into this position where they had to make a choice, and then at that point, unfortunate that Starbucks took this position. I think it's going to cause them more problems. You know, they've said they're not going to enforce the ban. They're still going to serve customers even if they're carrying. I think the problem with that is they're going to encourage these anti-gun customers who I believe are the minority who pushed for this ban. They're going to empower them to confront customers. I think they're going to have problems, situations in their stores where one customer is confronting another because the employees are not supposed to.
Now, if I'm reading correctly, weren't gun advocacy groups in Newtown, Connecticut, using the local Starbucks as a venue for talking about their ability to carry weapons and so forth? So it seems like this has been thrust upon Starbucks.
That's the one thing that I think I would concede, is I think that one of the things to learn from this is that even for the pro-gun folks, the retail establishments are there to undertake their business, and Starbucks wants to sell coffee, and I think that's the only thing that the pro-gun folks should take from this is, you know, if you want to patronize Starbucks and for their support of their policy previously, you know, do that and not try to use that as a place for anything other than Starbucks to operate their business.
Yeah, get your $7 coffee and get out. You ever go into Starbucks, Kenny? Do you drink coffee?
I don't drink coffee. Lisa likes some of their frozen concoctions.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're not just in the coffee business. They're in I remember having some of the drinks in Dunkin' Donuts that were like water. It's like water and sugar mixed together with a little flavoring. Man, you know, that gets you into a high place. Woo-wee. 22 before the hour. Before we leave this discussion of gun control, once again, I think it's necessary for us to talk about these gunmen who fired on people in the Chicago Park last night. 13 people injured. Witnesses say it seemed to be a random barrage of gunfire. Three of the victims, excuse me, in critical condition, including a 3-year-old child. The attack happened as Chicago has been saying that they were making progress in tackling the surge of violence. Doesn't look like they're doing a particularly good job. The shootings, the killings that take place in Chicago have become... is it because Obama's from there that's the focus? When you look at New York, New York's gun control problems have been whittled down to next to nothing. In Los Angeles... you don't hear the same kinds of stuff coming out of San Francisco that you do Los Angeles. Los Angeles is such a diverse and big city, but Chicago seems to be the poster group, poster city, for all these gun violence combatants. The police are often deploying officers in overtime, 20 of the zones where there are these shootings frequently. So it just, whether it's because Obama's from there or even if he wasn't, it's still a damnable outrage that these kind of things go on and they are so prevalent in Chicago. Anybody got any comments? Welcome to 888-302-3684 as we move into another area of outrageous concern, and that's what's gone on this week in Syria. Let's see if we... it was an interesting exchange between a couple of talk show hosts that we managed to monitor, we being Ken, not me. Here's Michael Savage talking to Jeff Kuhner about why they think the president wants us to get involved in Syria.
What do you make of what's happening in Syria? Why do you think this president is hell-bent on taking us into war?
Yeah, I agree that no matter what Russia may do or no matter what Syria may or may not do, the targets have been coordinated. The missile tubes have been loaded. The bomb bays have been loaded. And they're going to bomb the hell out of Syria and cut the country up and divide the spoils. It's exactly a repeat of killing the Serbs for the taking of Kosovo so that an oil pipeline can be run through from the Caspian Sea. There's nothing more to it than that, in my estimation. Well, there's a little more to it than that, but that's one of the main things. You know the whole story, Jeff, of the natural gas pipeline and the competing pipelines and their routes. So this has nothing to do with humanitarianism. We don't even know who gassed who. We know Obama lied about the numbers. We understand death from any number of means is horrible in war. But why do you come up with 1,500, Mr. Obama? Then change it to 1,000. When the Doctors Without Borders, which is a leftist group to begin with, says the death total was about 450. It's the biggest lie of our time, Jeff. And the reason that they're getting away with it, you well know, is because we have no media to speak of. It's Pravda. It's Izvestia. Whatever the damn government wants, these stooges say.
Michael, the growing anti-war movement, your opposition, my opposition, the fact that the American people are waking up to the criminal that we have in the White House. Is Obama so drunk with power that he thinks he can dragoon this country into a war that we, the American people, don't want?
He knows it. Not only does he think it, he knows it. They're so insulated. We live in a dictatorship punctuated by elections every 8 years, don't we? What options are there for us?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, actually. I don't think that all of that discussion rang a bell with me, but I think that the last comment about elections and choices that you have, and, you know, getting into the nitty-gritty, this is not a superficial conversation. What most of you don't realize, those of you who kept yammering about freedom of speech and how the Citizens United ruling was a blow for, or it was a victory for those who wanted free speech, there's nothing that's further from the truth. That ruling has gone so far to ruining the landscape, the fiber of our country, and those of you who keep saying it's freedom of speech, it's moronic. It is the height of sheer stupidity to think that that helped anything in our country in terms of variety or getting... That was solely about control. The Koch brothers, and they're wanting to control as much as they can in the country, and they're doing a pretty good job of it, because the selections that we have, you look around at people who are running for election, man, what a bunch of lightweights. And that's why you see all of this screwing off going on in Washington and screwing up on all sides, because there are not intellectually principled people who are in Congress. There are some, but for the most part, there are a bunch of wimps and yammering and clamoring to these minority groups that help get them elected. That's the way elections work. But it isn't the way that, in terms of money, the country is supposed to be run by anybody's stretch of anybody's imagination. At any rate, that's the. I think that's a. That, I'm going beyond, obviously, the scope of the war, but I think that was a good overall sort of discussion. And I'm not one who necessarily always agrees with Savage. You don't have to agree with people if they have important things or interesting things to say. We got to be able to hear them and then decide whether we agree or disagree. That's what discussion is about. That's what's democratic and representative. 888-302-3684. Obamacare and a possible government shutdown getting closer. We'll focus on that in a moment here on Good Day.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-514-6021. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-514-6021. That's 1-800-514-6021. Call 1-800-514-6021.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't-you-dare-mess-with-my-truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Obamacare and a possible government shutdown. A lot of conversation about that this week, and actually for the last couple of weeks, here, there, and everywhere. Members of both chambers in Congress flexing their muscles in the lead up to this vote. Is it doomed or not? Do they have the votes in the Senate to pass this? Here's Taco's Dave Lee with Senator Al Franken of Minnesota. They discuss the threat of a government shutdown over Obamacare.
Are we going to end up with a government shutdown?
Well, I certainly hope not. You know that on September 30th, that's the end of the fiscal year. So we need to keep the government going. We need a continuing resolution, what's called a CR. And that has to start in the House of Representatives. They're the ones with the power of the purse. So they need to pass something out of there. And right now, Speaker Boehner is having a lot of trouble with his own caucus, and so we're asking for something to come out of there so we can respond and keep the government going.
There was some talk at one point that this idea of, you know, the stalemate on the budget might be a way to sort of unfund, defund, or stall the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. We had an election on this. If you look at polling, people don't want to refight this fight. There may be people have mixed feelings about the Affordable Care Act. I think it's a good thing. I think that in Minnesota, we're going to be implementing it in a very good way. I think the evidence is suggesting that right away. We've been doing the Affordable Care Act for a while now. But people don't want to refight this fight. They want to see us on, it was like about 4-1. People just said no to implement the thing and try to solve the problems that arise as they come. And I think that's the right attitude.
Even if this thing passes both houses, the White House is going to veto it anyway. So what's the point of all of this? Kenny, what do you have from Facebook and Twitter?
Bob says, instead of delaying Obamacare and shutting down the government, maybe we should delay the congressman's paychecks until they get to work for America.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jim says, I wish it would shut down permanently and we could start over with a whole new system.
That's, something's not going to happen, but it's not a bad idea. Nuke everything and start over again. Certainly they ought to do that with a budgeting process, and there are many other things, too. We don't have even zero-based budgeting. The country is run in such a ridiculous fashion. It's upsetting when you dig around in it. 51 past the hour, you're listening to the discussion of the day's issues on Good Day. ¶¶
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Some of the things, Ken, that we've had on our plate this week conversationally. It's been a pretty interesting week for conversation. I like the McCain letter to, I just think it's cool, to the Russians. Even though not many people read newspapers anymore over in Russia, it would seem the Pravda connection is still a good one. Another item that we haven't really spent much time on here is what you're paying for gasoline. So I thought maybe we ought to spend the rest of the time this hour trying to figure out what's what and who's who. And we'll base our discussion around a conversation, actually a report from a television station in Springfield, Massachusetts. The reporter is Caitlin Gosley, who overviews a milestone that we here in America passed this week.
With every mile you drive, it costs more money out of your pocket. Then AAA reports that for the 1,000th day in a row, it costs you more than $3 per gallon to fill up. From business owners to commuters, people in Springfield told 22 News that price is just something we have to learn to live with.
You just got to plan ahead, you know? I mean, make every trip count. You can't joyride.
You know, you don't socialize as much, maybe. You kind of cut out a little bit of the going out a little bit. You know, you make adjustments.
With gas prices here in Massachusetts nearly 10 cents higher than the national average, one car salesman told us that getting good fuel economy is still on people's list of priorities.
But Mike Belise of Belise Auto also told 22 News he's noticed buyers have accepted the current gas prices as the new normal and are going back to shopping for things like safety and style.
It used to be the number one consideration, fuel economy. Now it's like 1A or number 2. So people are still concerned, but they're not as concerned as they were.
AAA also reports that the average price of a gallon of gas in New England is currently $3.58 per gallon. That's 32 cents lower than the price at this time last year.
Really? Doesn't feel any better to me. Does it feel any better to you?
No.
I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once. Newt Gingrich was right. $2.50 is what we ought to be paying max for gasoline, so we're a buck over that now in terms of the average. Here's host John Broski talking to Greg Leskoski, from GasBuddy.com about the probability. The good news here is that we will be oil independent in the next 10 years, it would seem.
There was an article which came out on MarketWatch a few days ago. U.S. oil independence isn't just a dream. In fact, they're saying there's a good possibility U.S. oil imports could reach zero in 10 years. That would be amazing. Are you prepared to comment about that?
I think that's not only amazing, I think it's actually a probability.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it could happen in less than 10 years. Even OPEC is recognizing this, and they're building in the growth in North America and specifically in U.S. production. They're building that into their long-term forecasts as well.
So how will the oil-producing countries like Venezuela and our friends over in Saudi Arabia, how are they going to respond to that when they see that there's a good possibility of a real oil glut and the possibility that the United States of America just might not need their oil no more?
Well, I think they're fairly well prepared for it because it's not something that just sprung up on us. This is something that I think we've seen coming in the last, say, 5 years or so. And more importantly, I don't think they're going to be terribly worried because whatever business they lose from the United States, they're more than likely to gain
China.
From China, exactly.
Right.
China's growth is just tremendous, and their consumption is going to increase with it.
Says here the domestic oil production here in the United States is on track to score the biggest annual growth in the history of the U.S. oil industry. That's fabulous. What do you attribute that to? I mean, where is it coming from? More wells? Fracking? Shale? What is it?
It's mostly the boom in North Dakota.
Really?
I think that's, yeah, pretty much. There's growth in a number of different areas in Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Dakota, West Texas, but we are seeing just tremendous growth in all of these different markets. Some of it is going to be natural gas from the shale. Some of it is going to be the Bakken fuel coming out of the Dakotas. It's just extraordinary right now, and if you really start to see what the economic impact is, you would encourage your local legislators to let it go, step out of the way, and let this be the catalyst for economic recovery in this country.
Woohoo! You want to know what the really important news is from this week?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg is finally a high school graduate. Got his diploma.
All right.
Tells People magazines he did it for his four children. I didn't want the children saying, you didn't do it, so why do I need to do it? There you go, folks, the hero of the week.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.